everyone. Welcome to the program. Today we're in Judges chapter 16, Samson and his harlot. Have your Bible ready. As we've been looking at the story of Samson, we see he's not totally worthless. He can always serve as a bad example, and that is exactly what he's doing here. He was a self-centered, immoral womanizer who broke most of the Ten Commandments, if not all of them. He broke all of the laws concerning what a Nazarite was supposed to do. And as we look at the story today, he ends up with a harlot in Judges chapter 16. Before we look at it, let's make this message. You know, we listen to these music and we listen to these songs. They just roll off like water off a duck's back. That isn't what it should happen to be. No, we should make a sincere prayer. Here's the question. Is your all on the altar? Let's ask ourselves that question. Is my all on the altar?
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of his word and have peace and contentment always? You must do his sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed. Till our body and soul he doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. Thank you. and tell all the love he will send from above. Oh, how happy our hearts will be made. Oh, what fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Well, as we get into chapter 16 of the book of Judges, we see Samson as the womanizer that he was, an immoral person. And it says in verse 1, "Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in under her." Like we said, it says so many times here in the book of Judges, every man did that which was right in his own eyes, and it included Samson. He says, "Oh, I see this harlot. She looks good to me. I'll just go in under her." And it was told the Gazites, saying, "Samson is come hither," and they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all night, saying, "In the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him." And Samson lay till midnight, and rose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. He's putting it up there as a token. He's saying, "Hey, look what I did with your gate." Well, we get to verse number 4. Now comes the story of Delilah. "It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, 'Entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver.'" Well, we read Delilah said in verse number 6, "Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee." And Samson said unto her, "If they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man." I was reading in a commentary here the other day that these were actually made of animal guts, and Samson wasn't supposed to have anything to do with animal guts. He wasn't supposed to have anything to do with animals. Well, that's all right. He's not going to do anything God tells him to do anyway. Judges 16 and verse 8 said the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he brake the withs as a thread of tow to be broken when it is toucheth the fire, so his strength was not known. Well, Delilah said in verse 10, "Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherein thou mightest be bound." And this stupid man, he's just stupid. Does he not realize that she's trying to trap him? He said unto her, "If they bind me with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be bound as another man." Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. Well, verse number 13, Delilah said unto Samson, "Here too hast thou mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherein thou mightest be bound." And this stupid man says, "Well, if you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web, that'll do it." And so she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awakened out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. You think he'd wake up? No, he didn't wake up. We read in verse 15, "And she said unto him, How canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked thee 3 times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth." Yeah, she has turned him over to his enemies to kill him 3 times, but he's too stupid to see that. It came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, "There has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak like any other man." Well, Delilah saw that. He told her all his heart. She sent and called for the lords of the Philistines. The Bible says in verse 18, they brought money in their hands. She had his head shaved. And then we read in verse 20, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as other times before and shake myself and wish not that the Lord was departed from him." But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prisoner's house like a mule. Here he is pushing around one of these grinding stones like mules are supposed to do. And total disgust, total sadness here. What a sick thing this is. He would have some mules before him, as he has one of the different places where you would hook the mules. They hook Samson to that. And he's walking around, tramping through the dung of the animals before him. Samson, you should have let God have his way in your life. There's a price tag when we don't. Well, we read here that his hair began to grow again, and the Philistines gathered together for a great sacrifice, and they said, "Let's make Samson come in here, then we can ridicule and laugh at him." And so they did that, and he was put between the pillars. And verse 26 says to a young lad, "Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them." Well, we know the story. The Bible says all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there on the roof there was about 3,000 men and women. And Samson prayed, and he said, "O God," verse 28, "that I may be once avenged of the Philistines for my eyes." See, it's still all about me. It's not about the glory of God. He said, "I want avenged. I want to be avenged." And Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars upon which the house stood. We know the story, and the pillars were broken. The roof came down, and it says he slew more at his death than in all of his life. Verse 31 said, "Then his brethren and all the house of his fathers came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshcol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he had judged Israel," it says here, 20 years. And so the story of Samson is the story of a man who had fantastic potential, great opportunity to do something for God, and he wasted it all. Well, these things are written for our admonition, the Bible says, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let us be admonished, because sooner or later, and probably sooner, we're all going to stand before God, and we'll wish we had given him more.
When I look on his face, beautiful face, thorn-shadowed face, by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I had. wish I had given him more, so much more of my love than I ever gave before. By and by, when he holds out his hands, I'll wish I had given him more. In the light of that heavenly place, light from his face, beautiful face, in the light of that heavenly place, I'll wish I had given him more, so much more. When I look on his face, I'll wish I